Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Good afternoon and welcome to Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm your host, news anchor Sarah Harnish. Millions of Americans are finding themselves inadvertent homeschoolers this year, with some schools going fully virtual and some choosing homeschooling for the first time just because it's a better fit for their family this year. We're about to wrap the school year up, so what were your successes? What worked and what didn't work? And how can you end strong? That's our theme for this week. With me is homeschool mom Catherine Hanna. She's a mama to four beautiful, bright, red-haired children, ages 6th grade down to pre-K, 11 to 5 years old. She homeschools in Hilton, New York. Hello there, Catherine.
Hi, Sarah.
So most homeschool moms and dads, we're kind of like horses running for the barn right now. Tell me emotionally where you're at in the month of May as the school year is coming to a close.
I've got my hamster wheel and I'm just running in it and trying to get to the end.
What are your top tips for finishing strong?
Well, the first thing I would say is you need to take stock of where you're at. What were your goals this year? What is serving you and what is not serving you? And then you need to make a plan. What can you cut out and what do you need to move forward with to finish up before you end your school year? And of course, then you have to execute that with grace and Thanksgiving.
What if you don't get to all of your curriculum?
Well, the curriculum is made to serve you. You're not supposed to be a slave to the curriculum master. We don't need to have everything that we've set out to do. It turns out that we homeschooling moms like to bite off more than we can chew. So that's why you take stock and decide what things were the most important things to do and let go of the things that were overzealous anyway.
What does letting go look like for you? How do you decide what's important and what needs to be done to meet standards and the things that you can say, you know what, we didn't get to that book, that's okay.
Well, the first thing I like to do at this time of year is I'm usually planning out next year's curriculum and the materials that we want to do next year. I get a little excited about what plans I have for next year, and so I like to take a look at what we need to accomplish this year in order to prepare for what we're going to do next year. So if it's important enough that we can't move on without it, then that's the things that we focus on first and let go of the extra fun things that we just couldn't quite fit into our schedule.
And the last thing I've got for you is, what can you say to a new homeschool mama or dad who feels like they gave maybe 10% this year? I know I have guilt sometimes where I stack myself up against some of those amazing teachers in the public schools and say, well, you know, I just don't have the training and the education that they have, so I'm just maybe not very good at this, especially if you're not getting all the curriculum that you purchased done by the end of the school year, or you're feeling like your child is behind in reading or behind in math. You can really wrap up a school year feeling like a failure. Can you speak to those emotions?
We all have different families, and we're going to do things differently. The main thing that's important here is that you love your children the most because you're the parent, and you're going to do everything that you can to prepare them for the best life that they can accomplish. So don't forget to cut yourself some slack and breathe. This is a typical thing that a homeschool parent goes through, trying to do their best.
And God's in control of the classroom, right? Not you.
That's right, He is.